I've always been analytical. I've never wanted to take things on face value. I've always tried to look underneath them and ask why. I mean, the way kids do. And I think that's a healthy way of looking at the world.
Were your parents then always happy? Did they always have the time to answer the question why?
I don't know if they always had the time, but they certainly never discouraged that. They were very encouraging to me and very encouraging to me in filmmaking. I mean, I started very, very young. I was 7 years old, and my dad lent me his Super 8 camera, which when I look at that now, you know, having had kids of my own, that was an expensive piece of kit
to give a seven-year-old.
Yeah. And indeed, in my teenage years, I did manage to destroy that camera by strapping it to the bottom of a car and it fell off. And I've always felt very lucky to be really the last of the Super 8 generation. The thing about Super 8 film is you had these cartridges, very simple to load, but it was 2.5 minutes of film. It was silent. You can't record sound because the cameras are too noisy. So in a funny sort of way, I'm still working the same way I was when I was 7 years old.
Yes, I mean, you're one of very few people. You don't shoot digitally.
No.
You still shoot on film.
I do. It's the way I've always worked, and I have a tremendous passion for it. And as it's come under increasing threat in recent years, it's something that myself and other filmmakers like me have had to really fight for.
You have a passion for it. Just briefly, why?
It's really the best imaging format that's ever been developed. So it has the best colour reproduction, it has the best resolution. In terms of what's the best tool for storytelling, what's the most evocative tool, I don't think film has ever been bettered.
I've read you went with, I don't know if it was just your father, but to see 2001, and it made a very significant impression. What was it you connected with?
Star Wars had been this incredible success, and so we were all obsessed with spaceships and science fiction. And so they re-released Kubrick's masterpiece, and it's such an abstract film, but it is pure cinema. And I think I responded to it in a very pure way. And I remember that. We went to see it at the Leicester Square Theatre. The screen was absolutely enormous. And it just was this feeling of being taken away to, I mean, a world beyond ours. And I was very, well, I won't say pleased because it was a bit melancholy, but Interstellar was actually the last film to play at the Leicester Square Theatre before they knocked it down. We showed a 70mm print there, much like the one I'd gotten to watch of 2001 when I was a kid. So there was a nice symmetry to that.
And where did you sit? Somewhere similar? The same spot?
No, I was in the back sweating it. You know, and I wasn't sitting in there with the audience.
Segment 1.
I've always been analytical. I've never wanted to take things on face value. I've always tried to look underneath them and ask why. I mean, the way kids do. And I think that's a healthy way of looking at the world.
Were your parents then always happy? Did they always have the time to answer the question why?
I don't know if they always had the time, but they certainly never discouraged that. They were very encouraging to me and very encouraging to me in filmmaking. I mean, I started very, very young. I was 7 years old, and my dad lent me his Super 8 camera, which when I look at that now, you know, having had kids of my own, that was an expensive piece of kit
to give a seven-year-old.
Segment 2.
And indeed, in my teenage years, I did manage to destroy that camera by strapping it to the bottom of a car and it fell off. And I've always felt very lucky to be really the last of the Super 8 generation. The thing about Super 8 film is you had these cartridges, very simple to load, but it was 2.5 minutes of film. It was silent. You can't record sound because the cameras are too noisy. So in a funny sort of way, I'm still working the same way I was when I was 7 years old.
Yes, I mean, you're one of very few people. You don't shoot digitally.
No.
You still shoot on film.
I do. It's the way I've always worked, and I have a tremendous passion for it. And as it's come under increasing threat in recent years, it's something that myself and other filmmakers like me have had to really fight for.
Segment 3.
You have a passion for it. Just briefly, why?
It's really the best imaging format that's ever been developed. So it has the best color reproduction. It has the best resolution. In terms of what's the best tool for storytelling, what's the most evocative tool, I don't think film has ever been bettered.
I've read you went with, I don't know if it was just your father, but to see 2001,
mm-hmm.
and it made a very significant impression. What was it you connected with?
Segment 4.
Star Wars had been this incredible success, and so we were all obsessed with spaceships and science fiction. And so they re-released Kubrick's masterpiece, and it's such an abstract film, but it is pure cinema. And I think I responded to it in a very pure way, and I remember that. We went to see it at the Leicester Square Theatre. The screen was absolutely enormous, and it just was this feeling of being taken away to a world beyond ours. And I was very, well, I won't say pleased, because it was a bit melancholy, but Interstellar was actually the last film to play at the Leicester Square Theatre before they knocked it down. We showed a 70mm print there, much like the one I'd gotten to watch of 2001 when I was a kid. So there was a nice symmetry to that.
And where did you sit? Somewhere similar? The same spot?
No, I was in the back, sweating it. You know, and I wasn't sitting in there with the audience.